Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Dr. Sylvan Spooner, recent PhD graduate in history from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, March 12, 1945, Barbadians witnessed the mobile cinema for the first time. Imported into Barbados on February 5, 1945, toward the end of World War II, the government mobile cinema was placed under the joint control of the Government Information Service, the Director of Education, and the Chief Medical Officer. The mobile cinema consisted of a van somewhat like a medium-sized haulage truck with seating for the driver and one or two other persons who would undertake the task of selecting which films would be shown and in what sequence. The van also contained the projector, electric cables, a large screen about 5 feet wide and 6 feet long, and the fittings by which it was attached to the van. The first program of the mobile cinema was screened on the night of March 12, 1945 at the King George V Memorial Park in St. Philip. The catalogue of the mobile cinema included newsreels from the Central Office of Information in London, films on health matters from the local medical department, and films of educational and general interest. Thereafter, the mobile cinema was set up in the yards of plantations, almshouses, and sports fields in the villages. The aim of the mobile cinema in an age of limited access of the masses to radio and absolutely no exposure to television or film, except on the rare occasions that persons went to the cinema, was to entertain and educate and enlighten the wider citizen population. It was regarded as especially beneficial to the residents of the island's rural and suburban districts. The films presented by the mobile cinema were all shown after dark, starting at about 7:30 p.m. and lasting 1 to 1.5 hours. From the beginning of the sessions, one of the main drawing cards was a comedy film featuring US actors Bud Abbott and Lou Costello. This feature was usually presented at the end of the night's entertainment and left the viewers shouting and screaming for more of the slapstick comedy. The cinema continued its operation until 1978. By this time, there was the rise and expansion of the electronic media, especially television, which had been introduced in 1964 in black and white and in color by 1971. The major technological advancement in television seen on the island resulted in so great a decline in audiences that the cinema lost its purpose, and by 1978, it was taken out of service. But it all started this day, March 12, 1945.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.